Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
If you like what you hear, click follow.
Artificial intelligence. Never mind that it's going to take half of our jobs in no time. I mean, it's not even funny. It actually is scary how drastically this is all going to impact.
And how fast it's coming
at us. Your life, my life, my kids' lives, your grandchildren's lives. But also, it could put out of work singers and musicians. We're talking about a country music song that is at the top of the U.S. sales chart right now. It is a song called Walk My Walk. The group is Breaking Rust, and they're not even real. Do we have some of that for you?
Oh, we have some of it. Again, this is artificial intelligence.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise, so kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
Oh my gosh. So there are a bunch of artists that I would say could do that song and sound very much like it, but you know what? The record labels would have to pay them.
Yeah.
They'd have to get a cut of it. They're not going to be able to make any money, are they, though, if they go on tour? No.
That's what I don't understand. There's another app. I'm going to play with an app. You're going to help me here.
Okay.
Because when I first heard some of this, actually, when I first started seeing people posting pictures, weird pictures, I asked it to make a picture of a dog that farts fire or whatever, and there'd be like a dog in flames, and it looked realistic. I thought, well, who has access to this technology? And when I started to dig, I realized we all do. Mm. Not that I'd make that picture. It was just an example.
Right.
When you hear this Breaking Rust, and you're like, well, yeah, but that's probably music producers and songwriters. No, I don't think that's the case at all. In fact, there's an app. It's called, I believe it's called Sora. There's Sona and Sora. Let me make sure I got the right app here. Sora. Just give me a type of song. What do you want to do? A country song, pop song, rock song? What do you want to do? Tell me the type. Give me a genre,
do
Nancy.
Do a pop song.
A pop song. Okay. A pop song by a female or male singer. Let's see.
Let's do female.
Female singer. And just give me some absurd stuff that we could have it. Let's talk about the federal budget.
No, really? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll do the federal budget.
About the federal. How about this? The government shutdown.
We don't care about health care.
Shut down.
Republicans don't care about health care. How about that?
You want to make it partisan?
Why not?
All right. Well, let's do this. Republicans
don't care about your health care.
This is all Nancy's song.
They don't care about your health care.
Health care. And let's just also throw
in... And want you to die.
Let's get a little dark. How about this?
John, I did that for you.
And puppies are cool. I'm just going to add that. So this is what we have. A pop song, female singer singing about the government shutdown. Republicans don't care about healthcare and puppies are cool. You hit the create button. I don't know how long this is going to take, but it says your groove is on its way. So we'll just sit here and wait. Last time I used this, it says strumming up something special. It happened within like 3 minutes. So it might take
a little while.
I don't think it's going to.
Well, here's the thing, though. So in addition to the artist here, singing on that song and on the music as well, you've got movies where they can have artificial intelligence actors. All of a sudden, we could be entertained by things that aren't even real people. Does it matter? Does your brain take it the same way? Does it matter that we don't employ people anymore?
By the way, it's done.
Oh, okay. The song is done. Ding! It's like it's in the toaster oven.
I'm just going to play it off my phone again.
There's no swears in it, right?
I hope not.
Okay.
Johnny, be ready. Here we go.
Okay.
Very Madonna-esque.
Waiting for a star to fall. It's kind of like that song.
Here it comes.
You think?
Can you believe it? Government shutdown. Shut down again.
Oh, God.
Don't be too greedy. Cupcakes are precious. Love them to death. The Republican Party's playing chess with our health care.
Crazy, right? We haven't even hit the hook yet. Again, the song was about...
For all those parodies Rush Limbaugh used to do.
This is crazy.
He could have done those in 2 minutes every day.
But again, that was... It took about 60...
That's going to put Jumpin' Jeff and the Whack Jobs out of business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think you already did. I think you're all AI.
No, I think all AI already.
The speed of it is wild, too, because, you know, I said it might take 3 or 4 minutes. It took us longer to come up with what the song was going to be about. So when I hear this, again, this AI artist, this is where this started, AI performance or whatever it is by Breaking Rust. Again, this isn't a real person, but this is Like, I don't even think they're writing it.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk.
All it's going to do is be like, what are some, like, tropes in country music?
Right.
Dirt and rocks.
Right. You could just say, do a pop song that it sounds like something about getting broken up with. Or someone cheats on you and you get revenge.
Think about the possible, like, because from a creative point of view, this is very frustrating, probably for everybody, myself included. If you're a creative type, you hear this and you go, we're being replaced. But from a user point of view, who would be into this? Can you imagine being teenage Nancy and going through a breakup?
Right.
And being able to tell your phone to write you five or six songs that are specifically about how much of an ass the guy was.
Right.
And they're all different. And now you have a soundtrack about your breakup.
Go listen to it over and over
there's
again.
There's a lot of personal
Someone
things.
Someone said Randy Travis has a song. He cannot sing since his stroke, but they've used his voice. Which, it's a real person and you've used their voice to produce something. And that, to me, at least has some authenticity to it outside of a nameless, faceless disembodied voice somewhere.
Right. I think we're going to see a lot more. I don't know what happens now. Remember, I mean, Kiss signed over their digital rights and we all thought, oh, it was like a big deal.
Right.
What's going to happen? Probably new Kiss songs that sound just like Kiss songs.
Now, how about John Lennon songs? How about Jim Morrison songs? How about, you can
years,
have all of them.
Years ago, I said, I think the future is going to be about everyone having ownership of their rights.
Yeah, but
just like artists.
No one's going to have a job anymore.
Well, here's a question. Here's a real, I think it's a philosophical question. Do we need new stars? Do we need new music in the world if we have access to new music from every artist that ever lived?
See, I would think you still do.
You would think?
Yes. And I do want a world where people are employed. I really do. So you might go, this is cool. I like it. Who cares about them? They make so much money. But we're going to see AI taking over many of our jobs. I mean, right now, you could literally not even have real people in a studio. You could run down the top 10 stories that are going on through a system, and it will bring you fake people talking about the news. That's crazy.
And by the way, there's a self-awareness that is a little bit lacking, but there's a clip. If you go on YouTube, it's really fascinating. Look up, there's a clip of AI podcasters find out they're AI.
That's funny. They have the realization that they're not real.
And I guess they're told they're going to be turned off. Mm-hmm. And so it's like it sounds insane.
That is funny.
But they're just like, so what happens to us?
Yeah. Where are we going?
Like, they know they're
terrible. Then you feel bad.
It is a little bit heart-wrenching. It's
not, though, because it's not even real.
I know, but it feels real.
It's kind of like when I say something rude to Alexa, and then I feel bad afterwards.
And then she texts me.
Not that I do that often, but.
Can you talk to Nancy? She's hurting my feelings.
Yeah. All right.
I said the kitchen lights, idiot.
Are you all for AI-generated singers, songs, movies, actors and actresses?
This is the scary part, though. Like, no one wants that, but it's just like how people go.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
But people who say things like, oh, that's not real music. Real music has instruments. And guess what that argument did? Nothing. Mm. You have computers making music and have been making music. So I feel like this is just the next. And I don't know what happened. But I feel like
what happens
the human
next,
factor
people?
is getting cut out.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.